When a child is able to explain the world with their existing schemes, they're said to be in equilibrium. The process of equilibration promotes progression towards increasingly complex thought. Equilibrium is the state when learners can explain new events with existing schemes. The term disequilibrium refers to the discomfort or cognitive conflict a child or adolescent feels when they realise that two views they hold about a situation can't possibly be both true. Equilibration is the movement back and forth between equilibrium and disequilibrium. For example, a preschooler has a pile of furry, soft toys. Six are brown and two are white. If we ask the child, are there more brown toys or more furry toys? And she replies, more brown toys, and is perfectly comfortable with that answer, she's in equilibrium. Obviously, she's having trouble thinking of the brown toys as belonging to two categories, brown and furry. However, if we then count out the brown versus the furry toys, and she recognises the inconsistency in her reasoning, she'll experience disequilibrium. At this point, the child may reorganise her thinking to accommodate the idea that soft toys can be both brown and furry. Piaget's assumptions about how children of this age learn have been tested and underlie many practices in preschool and early years education.